You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am joined, as always, by Harrison Fagan. Harrison, the spa, you had another spa day yesterday. You also went to a Laker game. You feeling refreshed? Hello? All right, looks like Harrison's still at the spa, and I'm in charge of this show by myself. Before we continue with the show, and really it's going to be kind of Lonzo-centric. We're going to play a game at the end about Lonzo and the way he's covered and how that would differ based on the team that he'd be playing for, hypothetically. So that's kind of fun. Hopefully Harrison's back from the spa by the time that comes around, because otherwise we'd be missing half of our game. But as always, find the show on Megaphone/Panoply, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Today's Fast Break, Spotify, Alexa, Lakers Nation, and Lakers Outsiders. Harrison, are you back yet?
Anthony, I'm going to kill you at some point.
Harrison's back, and it doesn't sound like he's all that refreshed. So you might want to get your money back from those days.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm not going to the spa, and I'm working, and every single time you accuse me of taking a vacation day, and I have to edit these shows, so I hear it. Like, I'm aware of this.
Oh, man. The funny
thing is, speaking of fake news, the way the media has been covering Lonzo Ball.
The best part about all this is that you are legitimately annoyed at it.
Like, this I'm annoyed. I work
this
hard.
Isn't a spiel. Like, this is you being...
No, I'm actually irritated. Like, I work hard, man. Don't, like, tell people that I'm going to the spa every single day.
I'm hurt, dog. To quote Ed Reed. All right, so, like I said, though, Lonzo Ball on Sunday night dropped a triple-double, and the Lakers routed the Denver Nuggets. And the conversation, instead of crediting a kid for playing well and messing around and dropping his second triple-double before he can legally drink, the conversation instead turned today on the internet towards whether or not the Lakers statisticians should get a talking to from the NBA. Which, Harrison, do you think, like, every time I think to myself, all right, the conversation about this kid can't possibly get any dumber. Like, I keep thinking to myself, all right, we've hit rock bottom. We're good. We're going to move on and eventually...
And then the bottom gives out again.
Yeah. And then I fall to the floor. So
It's like, oh, I'm sorry that it's like breaking news, I guess, on the internet that like home scorekeepers are sometimes friendlier than road scorekeepers. Like, I didn't realize that this was like not a well-known fact. Like, I mean... Sure, you see the clips, and especially that one of his assist to Clarkson, where Clarkson did get the ball, take like a full catch, collect himself, look at the defense, take like two steps, and then create his own shot. Probably shouldn't have been an assist to Lonzo. Now, is that out of line with what other players get? Absolutely not. Like, when players are at home, like, assist keepers are just friendlier. That just happens. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the NBA goes back and reviews this stuff, and they look into it, and if it's egregious, and that scorekeeper can, you know, they can potentially lose their job. Like, guys don't go overboard on it. Like, it's just the fact that he – it's like you said, there was just this rush to, like, oh, like, you thought Lonzo's triple-double was good? Well, I'm here to tell you why it's hashtag actually bad. Like, so, Lonzo Ball, why Lonzo Ball's triple-double is the most problematic thing to happen in 2017.
The sad thing here, so it'd be one thing if, say, travels were called differently as a trend in a given arena, right? Or it'd be one thing if when you slap the ball out as an offensive player, that is not called a tip, and if it went into the backcourt, and it essentially, like, if the game was actually changed by the way that things were called by statisticians or by referees, then that's fine, right? Because that's a rule that impacts players. But you're talking about an assist. It doesn't change anything. Nobody gets impacted by it.
It changes how meaning his game was. how meaningful his game was, clearly. If he had had 9 assists, then like bus.
Who honestly gets negatively impacted by this?
I mean, I don't even think it's a matter of that. I just think it's a matter of, like, when other players get triple-doubles, nobody's going through their clips, like, trying to be like, oh, like, that triple-double was actually trash. Like, I mean, sure, was he perfect last night? You know, we're recording this Monday. Was he perfect on Sunday night? No. Like, I don't think anybody was saying he was. Nobody was saying he was LeBron yet. We were just saying that, you know, he was the youngest player since LeBron to get multiple triple-doubles. And, like, that's notable company, and Lakers fans should be excited about that, and they have a right to be excited about that. But the way the internet discourse has gone, and I listened to your podcast with Adam Morris today on my drive up to Fullerton, it's just so dumb. Everybody is just in a rush to be like, oh, like let me come up with this like unique take. Like, some things are just kind of a fact, and you don't need to have like a counterfactual to it. Lonzo Ball getting a triple double at age 20. Is good. Like, I don't care if you want to like pick it apart, like say it wasn't the most impactful triple double of all time, or if you even want to say that triple doubles are a relatively arbitrary stat, I'll kind of agree with you. Mm-hmm. But that means that they're arbitrary for everybody, not like just Lonzo. And just the level of discourse around this, I'm not going to say kid because he's like not that much younger than me, but like the level of discourse around Lonzo is just like, it's just stupid.
It, and again, it keeps getting dumber.
I went on like a tweet storm over the weekend about like how everybody's just in such a rush to pick apart Lonzo Ball, and I just like with the fight thing and all of that, like I just frankly think it's ridiculous. And the first thing that like all these morons are responding to me with is like, oh well, his dad hyped him up. Magic hyped him up. Like, what do you want them to say? He's trash. Like, I get that there's nuance here and that there's a middle ground, but like, For you to be like, oh, LeVar said it, so it's definitely going to happen. He's definitely going to be an MVP and better than Steph Curry from day one. Like, that's on you. That's just you being stupid if you thought that was going to come true, or that was a reasonable expectation to hold him to.
I wanna touch on, so there's, you know, the people always say that there's two sides to everything, and that one, you know, if one side is being dumb, then the other side is being equally dumb. And I'm going to argue against that here in a second. But before we get to that, I want to say a few words about mybookie.ag. You know, ever since we started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's on what team to bet this week. You got Lakers or Warriors, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag, use promo code LOCKEDONNBA for a 100% deposit bonus. There are a lot of online sports books out there. Mybookie.ag is the only one that gets my stamp of approval. You know, I don't give that out lightly. To get our endorsement, we've got to personally use them, and that means they have to be the best. Mybookie.ag is by far the best sports book I've used. Mybookie.ag has been in business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. That's pretty key. That's kind of cool. It's no different from betting in a glitzy Las Vegas casino, but you can do it right from your smartphone. Trust me. Go to mybookie.ag.
Trust us. Anthony spends a lot of time in glitzy Vegas casinos.
Hey, I'm a big baller. What do you want me to say? To place your bets and tell them I sent you by using your promo code LOCKEDONNBA. Get over there and get the best odds anywhere. One more quick second here. So I wanted to quickly touch on, not quickly, because I think it's interesting stuff, but I saw a tweet, and I forget who sent it out, and it was basically like, people who are being jackasses about Lonzo Ball are just keeping up with how stupid the people who support Lonzo Ball. And again, I continue to think that that's a straw man argument, because I don't see anybody respectable or anybody who honestly believed that Lonzo Ball was going to be some kind of transcendent talent. Like, I thought he was going to be good.
You mean in his first year?
In his first year, yeah. I thought he would be okay. Darius, who I probably trust about as much as anybody, I didn't see him saying anything like that. Pete is considered one of the people who was highest on Lonzo Ball, and even he wasn't out there running around saying that Lonzo was going to change the world in basketball and the way it's seen across the globe. Like I
in his first year,
the only you think that's actually going to happen, but like,
well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like, the only you can't rule it out. Like he's as a rookie, he's already the best outlet passer in the NBA. So
the only people, and we've said this a couple times now, the only people who are out there being that ridiculous are people who had a vested interest in the narrative about Lonzo Ball being as positive as possible before he plays a game. And now I think it's fair, 100% fair, to blame Magic for this. I find it hard to blame LeVar because, again, when you get down to it, and there's some nuance to be used here, but when you get down to it, he's a supportive father who is also trying to run a business, and so far with both of those things, I haven't seen him be at any point unsupportive of Lonzo Ball. And his business has been successful because in 2017, the best way to get your name out there is to say really stupid things because we just can't help ourselves. We have to prove that that's wrong, even though it's widely known that whatever is being said out there is wrong. Shouts to quote tweets on Twitter that, you know, you see the same tweet go down your timeline 73 different times because we have to quote tweet it and call that person stupid. But that's how this stuff has gone. And for the people who were in the middle, and I think, Harrison, I think you and I probably land right smack dab in the middle of this conversation. I'm looking at the side that's telling the LeVars and the Magics out there that they're stupid, and I'm agreeing with them while also raising them the fact that they're being stupid in having to tell Magic and LeVar Ball that their actions and the narrative that they built up was stupid. I don't see another side of this other than the people who are on the that have planted their flag on the hill that Lonzo Ball is going to be a bust. Like, you guys sound asinine. You guys are ridiculously dumb, and the way that you guys are analyzing this kid continues to get dumber.
Yeah, no, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, to say that he deserved this level of scrutiny because his dad and the team president hyped him up is just like, it's like you said, it's asinine.
Yeah, and it's really too bad because, again, I have at no point, the only time I was slightly disappointed in Lonzo was that fight thing, right? But even that, fine, he learned. He had a teammate talk to him, and everybody moved on. But that was a point of conversation over the weekend. And
I was talking to Kyle Kuzma about this on mm-hmm. Saturday, and like he was saying, like, it's just like basically he was saying it's like ridiculous the amount of coverage that Lonzo gets. Like, that we were getting Bleacher Report and ESPN updates that he got a freaking haircut. Like, that's the dumbest thing. Like, not even Kobe got covered to that level.
And definitely not in his rookie season.
No,
like, if this is
I remember I read a story about, like, a young Kobe, and, like, his rookie season, there was, I think it was John Black, or it was some member of the Lakers PR staff, had asked a reporter for the LA Daily News to come and talk to him, basically just to give him, like, interview practice. Like, that's how available Kobe was and how off the grid he was during his rookie year.
Yeah. If this is the starting point with Lonzo, do you think it's going to continue to devolve, or do you think at some point people are going to wake up and say, okay?
No, it's only going to get dumber, because once he's good, it's going to be about, like, how he hasn't, oh, but has he actually won any rings yet? And then, like, once he actually wins a ring, it's going to be, oh, what's his finals record? Or, oh, he had too much help? Or, oh, did he stay with the Lakers to do it? Or, like, is he loyal? Like, was he the alpha dog on that team? Like, it's just going to get, like, for whatever reason, people are just fascinated by arguing about this guy. And what's funny is, like, he's honestly not that interesting.
He isn't,
like, no. He's, like, fairly, like, he's kind of, like, his game is interesting, like, but as far as, like, how doing an interview with him, like, all due respect to Lonzo, like, hey, you answer the question, and, like, that's cool. Like, he answers every question that he's asked, but he's not, like, the most this highly engaging, like, person. No. In general, like, well, as far as his answers, like, he's not woke Kyrie or anything like that.
Imagine, like, if,
but
he was,
he's so polarizing, and everybody wants to fight about him, and I don't truly understand why, but I don't know. It's not even just like a he's a Laker thing either.
Well, right. And that's the, I mean, that's kind of the overriding point that I keep on coming back to is I just keep hearing people make excuses for their own stupidity. Like, that's all I hear. When people say, oh, well, I can be like this because LeVar allows me to. Or I can be like this because I don't like the Lakers and I'm rooting against the Lakers. Or,
like, no, his dad brought this on him. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, like, you're that's just, an intelligent reason.
Yeah, you're just telling me you're dumb. That's what I'm hearing. Like you
his dad shouldn't have talked him up if he didn't want us to tear him down. Like, oh, is that how that works? Okay. Like, Magic put too much pressure on him. Oh, you mean like Magic at a rookie press conference? Like Magic Johnson, one of the most excitable people at all time, being excited about a player means that, like, if he is not all of a sudden getting his jersey retired during his rookie year, that he sucks?
I can't believe that's how that played out. It's just, it's, and like I said, or the point I was going to make a second ago, he's a good kid. I get at no point have I seen him on the court and thought to myself, yeah, that guy seems like kind of a dick. Like I've never at any point seen him either on the court or
all of his teammates love him.
Yeah, I've never seen him interact with a teammate and said to myself, gosh, that guy seems like he probably wouldn't be great to hang out with.
Like, everybody loves Lonzo, and that's like, it's just, I don't know, it's just, this whole thing is just so stupid.
I completely agree. And we are going to play a fun game after this quick break. You have to talk about our draft, which we are going to be kicking off tomorrow, that we need everybody to participate in because we need to take your money.
Yes. So, guys, you need to try my new my favorite fantasy basketball app, Draft. My new favorite fantasy basketball app, Draft. This is a live read. It's off to a strong start. But, no, like, I used to play day-to-day fantasy basketball, and I think, like a lot of you, I just kind of – or like a lot of people that I know, I just kind of fell out of it. It was too much work. Anthony kept kicking my ass. Just a bunch of different reasons. And the thing that I like about Draft is that I can draft a team once that day. It's only my team for that day. And so if I draft like a crappy team and Anthony beats me, then I can just like draft a new team tomorrow and then like beat him the next day.
If you draft a crappy team?
No, I mean, I always like I came in third in our last like 8-person group. That's upper half. I'll take that. And so, like, on Draft, you play in real-life snake drafts with other people. It's just like your season-long league, except for it's only for one day. So there's no management. You just set your lineup, and then you can forget about it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. There's no trades. There's no waiver wire to worry about. Anthony's not hitting you up with, like, stupid, lopsided trades at midnight. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. It'll sub somebody in. Draft starts every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. Anthony and I are going to be setting up, or I guess me, because Anthony doesn't understand how technology works, but he will play. But I'm going to set up the league, and we are going to play like in an 8-to-10-person draft. We haven't decided on the number yet. Tweet at us on Twitter if you want to play with us. And so we can try and figure out like the exact number that I should set it for. And the best part of this is that it's for real money. And so you can come and take my money. You can come and take Anthony's money. And you can play for free because we're going to set it up with a $3 buy-in. And you can get free $3 to use on draft.com. If you just download the app, you just search Draft in your app store and you'll have a game within minutes. It's really easy to set up. Anthony, it was easy for you to set up too, right?
Yeah, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, you can do it on draft.com too. And so all new players, you'll get a free entry. So you'll get your free $3 entry fee if you use the promo code LOLakers. Now, guys, we need to get some conversions on this because we want to continue to support Draft for supporting us. And then that allows us in turn to continue to put out a podcast for you every day. So we appreciate any and all support that you can give Draft, which helps us out. And so, again, use that promo code LOLakers to play with us on Draft. We're going to be playing on Wednesday. Come join us. Come take our money.
One more quick second away, and we will be right back at it with a game that I believe is going to be a lot of fun. All right, so Matt Moore, a friend of the show at Hardwood Paroxysm, tweeted out today, imagine how Lonzo Ball would be covered if he wasn't a Laker. Or if he wasn't a Laker. And I didn't, so did you take it the way I did? Because I took it as like the conversation around him would be less dumb because everything, if you know, the Lakers are really good at...
Oh, of course that's not what he meant.
Yeah. Are you seeing how maybe that isn't how he meant it?
No, not at all. What did he mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw some people on Twitter take it as people would be more patient, or no, people wouldn't be as patient as they've been if he wasn't a Laker.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that that's how it would go. I'm sure people would be so much less patient if Lonzo Ball did not play for the most relevant franchise in the NBA.
Arguably in American sports. Like, it's
Yankees. Arguably in the history of existence.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's
just like
how
Lonzo
that goes.
Ball's outlet passes.
So, but anyway, I took it as an opportunity to kind of throw some dirt on some other franchises. And Harrison chimed in on Twitter as well. And we decided that we were like, wait,
this is a good content idea. Let's stop giving this out for free.
So I'll let you start, Harrison, since you're going to use one of them from Twitter, but and you're cheating. Where if he was drafted by the Celtics, how would he be handled?
Well, so I am reusing this one from Twitter, but honestly, I feel like the context is going to come off a little bit better in a audio format. Mm-hmm. And so I think that if Lonzo was drafted by the Celtics, Celtics fans, for some reason, can't really be sure why, but for some reason would be very split on whether or not, like internally, on whether or not they liked Ball. I think they'd be like, all right, well, like about half of this guy seems pretty great. And then like, but the other half, I'm not so sure about. And just like, you know, obviously just referring to skills on the basketball court, most yeah. likely. Who can say?
100%. 100%. They would
who
be
who can 50. Say? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know what that factor would be.
Boston fandom is very unique and it's its own thing, and there's definitely nothing wrong with it. No.
You gotta
defend those Boston fans that are just very tolerant.
I'll go next.
I'm sure there are many good Celtics fans
on both sides. All right, I'll go next. So had Lonzo been drafted by the Warriors, the narrative surrounding him would undoubtedly be, I can't believe the Warriors landed another star.
Because, it's like, oh God, they got him. Oh man. Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe they got Jordan Bell. Oh my God, I can't believe they got Patrick McCaw.
Jordan Bell, the best player in NBA history.
Kevon Looney. Oh my God, I can't believe they got that guy. And it would be, Lonzo would be that next guy.
And like, although the difference is with Lonzo, it would actually be justified if the Warriors somehow got him.
Yeah, that would kind of suck. That would not be great. That's the thing. All right, so... Quick.
That would be light years ahead.
Quick rant. Quick, tiny little rant. Jason Tatum keeps getting all this credit for playing really well, and he has played really well, right? There's no knocking the way Jason Tatum has played.
I know. I thought he was going to suck. I was very wrong.
That said, we probably shouldn't ignore the context that he's playing on the team that's played the best so far this season, right? We probably should, you know... We should probably mention the fact that his game is a lot easier. It's a lot easier for him to be successful than it is for, say, Lonzo or for even Ben Simmons to be successful.
No, right? I was talking about this with my brother yesterday while we were on our way to the Laker game, and I was saying like he's like, yeah, Jaylen Brown's playing pretty well for them, huh? And so this isn't Tatum obviously, but it's along the same lines. And I was like, yeah, but like Brandon, and he's like, do you think the Lakers should have taken him over Ingram? And I'm like, Brandon Ingram would be murdering people as a Celtic. Right. Like, because he'd be playing, he'd be like the fourth option on offense. He'd be getting guarded by like one of the worst players on the floor instead of one of the best wing defenders. Mm-hmm. And like we've seen with Ingram, he gets better when he has less of a role. Like right. if he had like Jaylen Brown's responsibilities, they aren't the same player, obviously, but like he would be killing people. Like, and people would be talking about him as one of the best rookies, like, or one of the best young players in the league.
Absolutely.
He'd just be in a way better position for success. That's no knock on the Lakers. They just aren't where the Celtics are at as a franchise right now.
Right. And it's also, you know, it's also worth pointing out to add to the context here that Brown and Tatum both deserve credit for being able to impact. Yeah, they've been able to impact positively those teams or that Celtics team. But
and same with Jordan Bell and Patrick McCaw, like they've come in and they've embraced their roles and they deserve credit for that. But like to say that like every other team just like screwed up, like all players would look better in those contexts.
Absolutely. Jordan Bell has two jobs, to run and dunk.
Yes. And like rebound occasionally.
Occasionally. All right, you're up next.
Okay, so the Grizzlies, I'm going to go with he'd be perfect Grizz. Fits right in with grit and grind. Tony Allen's successor. Can't shoot a lick. Exactly the type of player that the Grizzlies love.
Mike Conley.
Good defender who can't shoot.
Yep. Big baller grit and grind. Like, there'd have to be somewhere. Something would have to work there. All right. If he was drafted
big
by the Kings.
Big baller brand.
Big grinder band? No. Yeah. Don't want to do that.
Yeah.
If he was drafted by Sacramento, honestly, the discourse wouldn't be all that different. We'd just be making fun of the Kings. It's Kings.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's just basically what we do no matter what. So I'm going to go with Heat. And, you know, like, Pat Riley coached Magic Johnson too, and this is what culture gets you. Anytime the Heat do anything, it's like it's an ode to their culture. It's mm-hmm. like time to rediscover how great the Heat's culture is that we just ignore, like, when they're terrible. And, like, Pat Riley's making win now moves. But if they got Lonzo, it's like, oh, man, he would not be succeeding if it weren't for just such a win now, win important environment. And, like, the Heat were rewarded for doing things the right way.
Oof. I just hate that phrase so much. All right. If he was drafted by the Pacers would be complaining that the Lakers allowed Lonzo Ball and such a bad player to go to Indiana and would file tampering charges on the Lakers for letting Lonzo Ball get there.
They're tampering with Lonzo Ball by him growing up in Los Angeles.
Exactly. How dare we went into his childhood bedroom and there was a poster of Kobe Bryant. Obvious tampering.
LeVar Ball wears Laker jerseys to his Pacers games.
Obvious tampering. How dare
he? So if he was drafted by the Mavericks, he would still not be as untouchable as Roddy Bubois.
Oh, man. Was that Orlando? I thought that was Dallas.
I just said Dallas.
Oh, I thought you... Oh, for some reason...
Did I say the Magic? Oh, I meant the Mavericks.
Yeah.
My bad.
That would be
It's
great.
Funny. If you rewind, it'll be funny.
Or I just misheard and had a senior moment.
It's okay.
My last one is, had he been drafted by Oklahoma City, actually triple doubles get you MVP awards.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. And my last one, if he had been drafted by the Charlotte Hornets, people would be like, who?
Remember Lonzo Ball? Where'd he go?
Wait, who had a triple double? What? Lonzo? He's still playing? Oh, okay.
Cool. I feel good like the same thing can be said about the Magic too.
Yeah, honestly, that you could flip that one with the Magic. You could probably flip that. No, not the Bucks anymore. The Bucks are relevant now.
Nah,
so like,
I don't know. Like, it's just Giannis. Like, they need to change their name to the Milwaukee Giannises.
Yeah, Mil Giannis Bucks.
Mil Giannis Antetokounmpo Bucks.
Ugh. Never mind. We should just end the podcast.
All right. I think that's probably for the best. I hope everybody.
I actually did want to do one quick shout out. We got a guy, and I appreciate all the nice things that you said in your review. You left it under the name Coos Control, and you were asking me what you said a bunch of nice things, Anthony, and I appreciate that. And you asked me what episode the Brandon Ingram Kobe's Locker hot take was on. Because we've referenced it a couple times. And so I went back and I looked it up. It's our episode from October 12th, 2016. Man, how things have changed. And it is titled, Is D'Angelo Russell Shooting Too Much? Evidently, the answer was yes. But that is the episode that the Brandon Ingram hot take is on. It is towards the end. I don't have a minute mark for you, but it's not that long of an episode. And yeah, I went in on the stupidity over people talking about Brandon Ingram's locker in that episode. So again, is D'Angelo Russell shooting too much?
Was that the episode, October 12th. Was that a Harrison's hot take or was that an actual rant?
No, it was a Harrison's hot take. That was the one where I said that, like, meteors should destroy the planet because we should never play basketball again because
that's
Kobe wants to play basketball.
That's a great one. If you guys are listening to this podcast right now and you haven't heard that episode, go back and check that out. That's tremendous. All right,
that's maybe my favorite hot take I've ever done.
That might be my favorite segment ever. No, laughing at John Wall is my favorite ever, but that's a close second.
Yeah, they're both up there for me.
Yeah.
All right. And then asking Josh Magette if he had ever been traded for a washing machine.
Or his look when we asked him if he could beat Marcelo Huertas one-on-one.
Or when we showed him the clip of your Euro stumble.
My face when you showed him that clip.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
I didn't know I could actually get embarrassed, but there you go. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. As always, follow it on Megaphone/Pan and Plea, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Today's Fast Break, Spotify, Alexa, Lakers Nation, and Lakers Outsiders.
Today's show, as you guys just saw, leave those iTunes reviews. We do get to those.
Yep. Today's episode was brought to you by mybookie.ag and also draft.com. Make sure when, and we're going to send the link out there on Twitter, and I'll probably even put the link up on our Facebook page as well, to get to that site to play against Harrison and I. And like
come
I promised,
play with us. Come take Anthony's money.
Like I promised last week, if you win money, I will match your winnings in that specific draft that we are holding.
Just in the draft against us.
Just the draft against us. That's the only one. And props to Harrison for putting me out there. Cause...
Or alternatively, if you can beat both of us, we would be willing to have you on for a 5 to 10 minute segment to tell us why we suck.
Oh, well, that's fine. Have a good one, everybody.